From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. Francis Rooney is the victor to become Southwest Florida's Republican nominee for Congress. He won about 53% of the vote, beating out competitors Chauncey Goss and Dan Bongino tonight. He will face little-known Democratic challenger in November. WGCU's Topher Forges reports.
Francis Rooney says he's excited about his win. He says he plans to follow through on the issues he's campaigned on.
I'm going to work on pushing for things that are limited government, that provide a better opportunity for our children, cut the debt and cut spending, and maybe turn our country around a little bit from the road that it's been on.
The first two items he plans to focus on are getting funding to fight the spread of Zika in the state and a focus on Everglades projects. In his victory speech, he called on Republicans to deliver a huge victory in November, echoing Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. Topher Forges, WGCU News.
Republican Kathleen Pasadomo won State Senate District 28 against current State House Representative Matt Hudson. And Republican Lizbeth Beniquisto won State Senate District 27, which covers much of Lee County. In the State Senate District 23 seat, Greg Stube won the Republican vote and will compete against Democrat Frank Alcock in the November general election. The State House District 80 seat, covering eastern Collier County and all of Hendry County, was won by Republican Byron Donalds. Incumbent Mike Scott was voted Lee County Sheriff again with 85% of the vote against Stephanie Eller, both Republicans, and Sharon Harrington got reelected tonight as Lee County Supervisor of Elections with 43% of the vote. Another incumbent Republican Sheriff Bill Prummel won in Charlotte County. Democrat incumbent Steve Whitten of Hendry County also won against Johnny Lee Jackson, but only by about 70 votes. In the race for Glades County Sheriff, Democrat David Hardin faces Republican Susan Harrell in the general election. And DeSoto County will hold a recount for Sheriff on Friday morning at 8:30 between Democrats William Delaney and James Potter. They both ended with 30% of the vote. West Palm Beach Congressman Patrick Murphy is the Democrat who will challenge Republican Marco Rubio for his U.S. Senate seat in November. In his victory speech tonight, Murphy took some shots at Rubio's comments this week about possibly not serving a full term if he's reelected.
And in the Senate, I will fight for you every single day. You compare that to Senator Rubio, who just yesterday said, "No one can make a commitment to a six-year term." Well, guess what, Senator? I've got two words for you. I can.
Murphy had no problem beating his primary opponents, political newcomer Pam Keith and three-term Congressman Alan Grayson. Voters approve the expansion of a renewable energy tax. Break backers say will help businesses and spark the expanded use of solar energy in Florida. The new Service of Florida reports that while the measure had support from many groups, they are divided on an unrelated solar amendment on the November ballot that could lead to a major political fight. The proposed constitutional amendment was known as Amendment 4. The legislature placed it on the primary ballot. It's designed to extend a residential renewable energy tax break to commercial and industrial properties for 20 years. Backers say it was supported in almost every county. The legislature still needs to enact the changes. This is WGCU News. I'm Jessica Mazaros. We now return to our regular programming.